perfect keto-friendly dinner option. Invest in a food scale or measuring tools. As a keto beginner, weighing the food you eat and being aware of portion sizes is going to be key. Buy a food scale if you don't have one so that you can feel confident about the portion sizes when trying new recipes. Also, make sure you have proper measuring spoons and cups. There's a big difference between 1 tablespoon of almond butter and 2 tablespoons. That's an extra 200 calories and as much as 7 carbohydrates you're gaining that you don't need. Spoons, cups, and food scales are relatively inexpensive, and you should find a handy space for them in your kitchen since you will be frequently using them in the beginning as you get used to serving sizes. Educate yourself on a keto diet. Last but not least, if you're going to be embarking on a keto lifestyle, it's important you know exactly what you're getting into. Take the time to read the appropriate literature, like this book is a great start, as well as listening to podcasts or viewing videos of people who successfully live the keto lifestyle. Find printables that show which foods are on the keto-friendly list so you become familiar when you're grocery shopping or eating out. The more familiar you are, the more confident you'll feel about your lifestyle choices. Common mistakes on a keto diet. When talking about the keto diet, it's only natural we hit upon what are some common mistakes. They may seem like little things, but they can add up when it comes to increasing your carbohydrate count or causing you to overeat and consume too many calories. Here are some of the mistakes to look for. Using the keto diet as a quick-fix diet method. After hearing about the millions of successful weight loss stories of people following the keto lifestyle, some are tempted to use keto as a quick way to lose some weight and then go back to their normal lifestyle. That's not how keto is meant to work. It is a long-term lifestyle change that incorporates aspects of a healthy diet and active lifestyle to guide your body towards your goal weight. Being on keto for just a few weeks might help you shed a few pounds, but if you abandon the diet, then you will gain back the pounds. It's not meant to be a quick fix, but a lifestyle change that helps you lose weight and improve your overall health. Being afraid of eating high fat content. One of the changes you have to make on the keto diet is overcoming what society has told you about eating a lot of fat. For this diet, it's that healthy fat content that helps you lose weight. When it comes to your macronutrients count, about 75% of them will be coming from fat. Don't be afraid of how much fat you are eating, but be aware of choosing healthy, grass-fed, organic fats and butter so you are eating the best quality fat to help induce your body to a state of ketosis. Obsessing over your weight. That's easier said than done, especially when one of your goals for being on the keto diet is losing weight. But checking your weight multiple times a day or obsessing over why you aren't losing weight is not productive and will not motivate you. Instead, focus on eating right and incorporating exercise into your day. That's how you will see a drop in the numbers on the scale and you will physically feel better. If you strength train, you might even see a slight increase because your fat is being transformed into muscle weight. It's important that you be patient and take account of your situation and your lifestyle before worrying that you aren't hitting your target weight goal yet. Not drinking enough water. As we mentioned above, when you are on the keto diet, you are going to lose a lot of water weight first. That means you need to stay hydrated with plenty of fluids and electrolytes to ensure your body doesn't become dehydrated. If you exercise or live in a warmer climate, then it's especially important that you drink even more water. With keto, you need to cut out the sodas from your diet and substitute it with water instead. Sparkling water is a great alternative to still get that fizz. Living a sedentary lifestyle. As we mentioned above, exercise and an active lifestyle is part of the formula to lose weight. If you're only changing your diet and not making the adjustments to your routine to include some physical activity, you will not properly gain the benefits of the keto diet. Try and incorporate some light aerobic activity into your day, like walking or jogging, for a quick 15 to 20 minutes. There are plenty of gym classes or workouts you can join for beginners. It's not about how hard you work out, but at least incorporating a workout into your lifestyle so your body has the chance to burn off the fat you have stored. You're eating too much protein. It might seem like you're eating fewer carbohydrates, so why not eat more protein to fill the gap in your diet? But this is actually counterintuitive because it has negative effects on your body if you are following a keto lifestyle. Your body only needs a certain amount of protein a day. When you hit that limit, the excess protein is actually stored as fat. This is not good because that's more fat that you have to burn off. Focus on your macronutrients count and use an app tracker to count your calories throughout the day. This keeps you focused and aware of how much you are eating of each food group, and you can make changes to your diet as necessary. You're not introducing a variety of foods in your diet. There are restrictions on the keto diet, but there's also a whole array of foods that you can eat and should include in your diet. If you're eating the same things for every meal and not experimenting enough, you will feel stifled and get tired of the diet and might even have cheat meals or end up quitting. It can be tough if you're a picky eater, but try and experiment with the ingredients you do like to make new recipes. Try new foods and vegetables and whip up some fat bombs that make for tasty snacks. There are so many varieties of snacks, sweet, savory, chocolatey, or full of meat and cheese. Have a variety of favorites so you aren't bored on the diet and constrained by meal choices. Don't compare yourself to others. Weight loss in itself is a tricky concept. It depends on a lot of factors like your age, sex, activity level, previous weight loss, and health issues. How much or how fast someone on the keto diet loses weight is not necessarily going to be the same equivalent as for you. Every body type is individually different, and every person's meals, metabolism, and lifestyle play a part in their weight loss. Don't focus on others. Focus on yourself. Be sure that you are following your diet, counting your carbohydrates, preparing and eating healthy meals, managing your stress levels, and exercising to ensure your body is in a state of ketosis and burning fat. Motivate yourself and stay positive about the journey you're on. You can do it. Keto diet and weight loss mistakes. If you're feeling like you're not losing weight, despite being steadfast on your keto diet for a few months, there might be some habits that you're doing or common mistakes that you're making that should be corrected. A plateau of weight loss does occur when you're nearing your goal weight, but it's important to review this list to assure you're on track. Number one, you're not looking for hidden carbs. Even if you're following the keto diet as well as you can, and it's been a few months and you feel confident about your meal plan, it's possible that maybe you're missing some hidden carbs. These might be putting you over your daily carbohydrates limit, and as a result, you're not seeing weight loss. If you're using condiments, they do tend to have hidden carbs. Be sure to check the label or cut out condiments altogether and use simple things like olive oil as a salad dressing or butter instead of sauce on your meats. Double check that you're not eating processed foods or having any hidden sugars in your coffee or snacks. Cutting out artificial sweeteners could help too. They tend to raise your insulin level and stop your body from going into a state of ketosis. Stick to the top brands of keto-friendly sweeteners. Number two, your body is not in the ketosis state. This might seem self-explanatory, but it's like we explained before. Your body cannot lose weight if it is not in the state of ketosis that the keto diet aims for. Be sure you're still tracking your macros by using an app or a calorie counter. Review what you're eating to ensure you aren't unknowingly taking some extra carbohydrates. Make sure each of your meals is heavy in fat content, as well as a healthy fat bomb snack you can eat. Increasing your fat intake will naturally fill you up and reduce the amount of carbohydrates and proteins you intake. Number three, check how your body reacts to dairy. When on a keto diet, it seems there are two camps of people. Those whose bodies tolerate dairy just fine, and those who don't. Sometimes dairy, especially full-fat, organic dairy products, like you'd be eating on a keto diet, does not agree with some people and can cause health problems. Be aware of how your body is reacting after you eat dairy and double-check that you're not buying any processed brands that tend to be artificially sweetened. Number 4, count your calories. A common problem that can occur once you've been doing keto for a while is that you might not be counting calories and are eating too much. It's important that you track your calories if you don't see any substantial weight loss over the first few weeks. You want to stay calorie deficit. Eat fewer nuts because they are a great snack but tend to be high in calories. Try and spread out your meals so that you are not eating too much in a short span of time. Don't go overboard on eating too much, but make sure your hunger is quenched because eating too little can do serious damage to your metabolism. Chapter 5, Exercising While in Ketosis. Working out and exercising on a keto diet is absolutely possible and encouraged, but it's important that you know and understand how the body will process the energy you need. When you are first adjusting to your keto diet, the lack of carbs can make you seem groggy or tired. You might wonder how you will find enough energy to exercise. The good news is that, like we've been saying all along, your body adjusts to the natural process of using ketones for energy instead of harnessing carbohydrates. It will use other energy sources, such as the high amounts of high-quality fats you will be eating. When your body adjusts to the state of ketosis, you will find that your energy levels are changing and you feel much more normal and are able to exercise. A keto diet is designed to help you lose fat. A healthy diet coupled with exercise will accelerate your weight loss. You will see your weight loss occur faster and more significantly if you are working out while following your keto diet. It's not necessary and you will still lose weight, but it will speed up the process if you have a goal in mind. There are some people who say that your workout performance will suffer due to a keto diet because you are lacking carbohydrates. Research proves otherwise. There may be a brief amount of time while your body is adjusting to the keto diet and entering ketosis that you feel your workout is slow or sluggish. This is your body switching from burning glucose sugar molecules for energy to entering ketosis and burning fat molecules. During that period, you want to avoid high-intensity workouts because your body is still getting used to burning fat for fuel and needs more time to harness the energy. Numerous studies have shown the equivalent performance levels for athletes before and after they started a keto diet. In fact, they were able to lose weight and keep their muscle mass relatively the same. This is most people's goal when they are on keto. Types of exercise on a keto diet. There are many types of exercise you can do when on a keto diet. When beginning your diet, your body may need a week to adapt to enter the state of ketosis. You might feel sluggish or weak until your body becomes adjusted. During the beginning stage, low-intensity workouts are best for you to perform. Yoga. Yoga is a wonderful workout to ease your body into physical activity and even has benefits of clearing your mind and easing stress. Stairmaster. This low-intensity workout is a great way to exercise without stressing your body. It tones your hamstrings and calves. Cycling. Low-intensity cycling is an activity that can be done with minimum energy. Walking. Simply taking a short walk around the neighborhood can be a great way to exercise without taxing your body as you get adjusted to the keto diet. As your body adjusts to ketosis and you feel your energy level has returned to normal, you can perform other aerobic workouts that expend more energy. Be patient with yourself because your body is adjusting to extracting energy from a new pathway and using fat for its fuel source. High-intensity workouts should be scaled back until you feel your energy level can meet up with the demands of your exercise. Low to moderate intensity cardio workouts are great and encouraged to help you lose weight. CrossFit. This is a high-intensity workout that burns sugars rather than fats when you need fuel during a workout. Because of this, CrossFit users might be better off doing keto during off-season as a way to lose excess body fat so their CrossFit performance does not suffer. Rowing. The rowing machine is a great way to give your body a total workout and tone your biceps. It combines a cardio workout with a toning benefit for your lats and arm muscles. Heavy weightlifting, powerlifting. Weightlifting in particular is a great exercise to combine with your keto diet and give your body some tone and muscle definition. A study found that in a group of men who followed a weightlifting program, the ones on a keto diet showed more of a muscle mass increase after the final week of the testing period. Swimming. Swimming is a high-intensity aerobic exercise that involves your entire body. You want to ensure you feel energetic enough to engage in this activity once your body is used to the new ketosis state. High-intensity training. High-intensity training can be rigorous, especially if you are not frequently taking breaks. Be sure you are feeling rested and energetic enough to continue training and that you are counting your macros to have a full fat intake for energy. You may want to avoid high-intensity sports like rugby, lacrosse, soccer, or tennis that do not have enough breaks. This is because these sports are high aerobic sports that place a demand on the body for more glycogen molecules. These athletes might benefit if they have a higher carbohydrate intake to produce glucose for energy. Some tips to get you motivated. If you're worried about working out on a keto diet, here are some tips to get you motivated and get you started. Number one, give your body time to adjust. Like we've described in the book thoroughly, the keto diet is naturally going to be a change from your normal lifestyle where carbohydrates make up nearly half of our daily intake. Going on the keto diet will take some adjustment, and it's okay to admit that you feel slow or weak for a few days. Skip a few workouts and stay safe. Be patient with your body and realize that it will take at least 2 to 8 days for ketosis to occur. You don't want to force yourself into your normal workout or do something strenuous. That slow, lazy feeling will pass in a few days, and you will notice your energy is back. Number two, do not try any new workouts when you're starting a keto diet. This is not the time for you to try a new workout or suddenly increase the amount of weights you're lifting. The initial period of keto is sometimes called the keto flu, because you feel sluggish and your stomach feels upset like you're battling a cold or flu. It will pass within some time as your body adjusts to burning ketones and being in the state of ketosis. Don't use this time to schedule an intense new workout or sign up for a new weight training class. Stick to what you are used to so your body is familiar with the workouts you will be doing. Number three, make sure you're eating enough fat. When you're starting keto, be sure you are counting your macros and eating enough fat. It can be tough to change our previous assumptions of seeing too much fat as bad for your body. But with keto, that assumption changes. If you're not eating enough high-quality fat content, it can actually harm your body and cause you to lose muscle mass. You need to compensate for the low carbohydrates intake with a high fat intake so you can urge your body into a state of ketosis. Make sure your fats are high quality and healthy fat sources like grass-fed meats, coconut and avocado oil, and full fat butter and cheeses. Number four. Skip high-intensity workouts until you are fully adjusted to the keto diet. As we mentioned above, high-intensity exercises use glycogen molecules as fuel, no matter how you have your micro intake divided. Glycogen is fueled by the intake of carbohydrates, and with keto, you're taking in a low amount of carbs. Because of this, your high-intensity workouts could potentially suffer, though this depends on person to person. We recommend staying away from high-intensity workouts until you feel your body and energy level have fully acclimated to a keto lifestyle. Instead, we encourage moderate-intensity exercise because this is the best combination to help you burn off fat. Weightlifting and cardio exercises are also great complements to a keto diet. Number five, don't undereat. If you aren't following keto correctly, then you're putting your body in detrimental damage. You should not be cutting off calories that your body needs to exercise. The keto diet is full of healthy fats, so you can suppress your appetite. That's why counting macros is so important to ensure that you are not shortchanging yourself. If you're incorrectly reducing your calories and then working out, you will feel like you do not have the energy and not getting your desired results. Number 6. Don't slam your body with unnecessary calories. Some people think that after working out, you should consume protein shakes in that small window of time. But science shows that it takes almost 4 to 8 hours after we work out for muscle growth to occur. That's when the body begins to synthesize the protein that we eat to enlarge muscles after a workout. It's all about eating well and ensuring you have enough protein throughout the day to ensure your workouts are successful. Number 7. Spread out your workouts. Doing too much during one day is taxing when it comes to anything, but especially when working out. Spread out your workouts so you are doing weightlifting 2 to 3 times a week and then cardio exercises 2 to 3 times a week, but not doing them on the same days. You don't want to overexert your body or cause muscle damage or injury. And don't be scared to take a rest day. Your muscles and bodies need time to relax in order to grow. Number 8. Remind yourself of all the other positives of working out. On a keto diet, after an initial drop in weight, your weight loss might plateau as you near your goal weight. That's because your body has all the calories it requires and is able to expend it for energy. It can feel discouraging to know you're not losing more weight despite exercising. Remember, remind yourself of all the health benefits that keto diet brings, coupled with what exercise can provide you. You reduce your body's resistance to insulin, lower inflammation, reduce stress levels, help you get a better night's sleep, improve your mood and memory, and lower your risk of heart disease. There are so many benefits that keto provides, and you are taking advantage of them. Number 9, listen to your body and your doctor. The first couple of weeks on keto can be a tough experience as your body adjusts to the new macro formula. If you feel tired or dizzy, even after the initial period, it's important you rest and not perform extra physical activity or workouts. Eat carbs if that's what you need to feel better, and speak to your doctor about how you are feeling and what you may have been doing wrong. Your health is a priority, and you should listen to your body. Chapter 6. 7-Day Meal Plan. Here are some delicious and simple keto-friendly meal ideas for a weekly diet plan. You can do it. Monday. Breakfast. Coconut pancakes. 2 servings. 578 calories. 50 grams of fat. 20 grams of protein. 3.5 grams of net carbs. 2 eggs. A pinch of cinnamon. 1 tablespoon. Almond flour. A pinch of salt. 3 tablespoons shredded coconut unsweetened, 1/2 tablespoon erythritol or other sweetener substitutes, 2 ounces of cream cheese. Crack and whisk your eggs in a large mixing bowl. Whisk in the cream cheese first until fully combined and then add in the erythritol, salt, almond flour, and cinnamon. In a skillet on medium heat, add 1/2 the pancake batter and let it cook until the edges begin to brown slightly. This can be about 3 minutes, so watch patiently. Flip carefully and do the other side, then remove from heat. Do this with the other half of the batter. You can add the coconut flakes as a topping. Lunch, keto-friendly pizza rolls. 3 servings, 117 calories, 3 grams carbs, 8 grams fat, 10 grams protein, 1 gram fiber, 2 grams net carbs. 1/4 cup chopped bell peppers. 1 tablespoon white onion diced. 1/4 cup meat topping of your choice, whether crumbled sausage or pepperoni. 1/2 teaspoon pizza seasoning. 1 cup mozzarella cheese. 1/2 cup pizza sauce, 1 low in carbs. 1/4 cup tomatoes sliced. Line your baking sheet with parchment paper and set your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You can use just a few drops of olive oil on the parchment paper so your dish does not stick. First, sprinkle out your cheese all over the pan in a single layer. Make sure there aren't any holes. Then add the pizza seasoning. Bake in the oven for about 15 minutes or until the cheese is golden brown. Remove from the oven and add your toppings of tomato slices, onions, bell pepper, and meat of choice. Drizzle the tomato sauce on top. Place back in the oven for another 10 to 12 minutes or until the top is golden brown and how you prefer your pizza. Dinner: pork tenderloin with spinach side. 6 servings total, 1 serving, 490 calories, 1.9 grams carbs, 42 grams fat, 0.7 grams fiber, 1.2 grams net carbs, 30 grams protein. 1 teaspoon avocado oil, salt and pepper to taste, 1 cup spinach leaves, 2 to 3 cloves of garlic, 4 ounces of cream cheese, 1 pound pork tenderloin, 1 teaspoon thyme, 1 teaspoon paprika, 5 ounces Gruyere cheese. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees. Heat the avocado oil in a skillet and add the garlic cloves. Sauté until light brown or until you smell the fragrance of garlic. Add spinach and sauté until just wilted. Stir in the cream cheese and add salt and pepper to taste. Remove from the heat. Cut your pork tenderloin in half, but not completely, leaving about a half an inch remaining between the two sides. Cover with foil and pound the meat and add meat tenderizer, Gruyere cheese, thyme, paprika, and any other keto-friendly seasonings if you have a favorite. Put on a baking sheet and bake for about 40 to 50 minutes. Serve with the spinach as a side. Tuesday, breakfast, avocado and egg fat bombs. 2 servings, 2.5 grams carbs, 1.2 grams fiber, 1.2 grams protein, 15 grams fat, 1.3 grams net carbs. 1/4 cup mayonnaise, a pinch of salt, a pinch of black pepper, 1 teaspoon lemon or lime juice, half of an avocado peeled and diced, 3 egg yolks cooked. Hard boil your eggs in water for about 10 minutes. You want only the yolk portion, so remove that to use for the recipe. In a food processor, add your avocado, mayonnaise, lemon or lime juice, salt and pepper seasonings, and the egg yolks. Process until it is smooth. You can spoon this back into your egg white halves to make a keto-friendly deviled egg. Lunch: tuna salad and boiled eggs. 2 servings total. 1 serving, 900 calories, 30 grams protein, 90 grams fat, 10 grams carbs, 5 grams protein, 5 grams net carbs, 4 ounces of celery, 6 ounces tuna, 4 eggs, 1/2 pound lettuce, 1 cup cherry tomatoes, 2 tablespoons olive oil, salt and pepper to taste, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, and 3/4 cup mayonnaise. Chop celery and add to a bowl of tuna, lemon juice, and mayonnaise. Add salt and pepper to your taste. Boil your eggs for about 7 to 9 minutes until hard-boiled. Peel and halve. Place your tuna mixture and eggs on top of your lettuce. Add the tomatoes and drizzle with olive oil. Add additional salt and pepper if necessary. A pinch of paprika can also bring the heat. Dinner: steak dinner with mushroom sides. 4 servings total. 1 serving, 508 calories, 7.02 grams carbs, 2.3 grams fiber, 38.07 grams protein, 4.7 total net carbs. 1 1/2 pounds high-quality grass-fed steaks, salt and pepper to taste, 2 to 3 garlic cloves minced, 1/4 cup melted butter or ghee, 8 ounces green beans, 8 ounces mushrooms. First, preheat your oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. While you prep your veggies, trim the edges of your green beans and cut into half, and quarter your mushrooms if they are on the big side. Spread your veggies on a baking tray. Mix the butter or ghee with the minced garlic and drizzle half of that mixture over the veggies. Sprinkle with salt and pepper for seasoning. Roast for about 12 minutes. Remove from heat once golden brown. Drizzle the rest of the butter mixture on the steaks and season well. Broil the steaks in the same baking tray for about 5 minutes each side until they are done to your liking. Wednesday, breakfast, coconut porridge. 1 serving total, 400 calories, 49 grams of fat, 9 grams protein, 9 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 4 grams net carbs. 1 tablespoon coconut flour, 4 tablespoons coconut cream, a pinch of salt, 1 egg, 1 tablespoon coconut oil, a pinch of husk powder. Add all of your ingredients to a nonstick pan that is on low heat. Mix well until combined and stir until you achieve a porridge-like texture. Top with a few frozen berries like blueberries. Lunch, pesto chicken salad. 4 servings total, each serving 375 calories, 29 grams of fat, 22 grams protein, 3 grams net carbs. 1/4 cup tomato slices. 2 tablespoons green pesto. 1 pound chicken cooked and cubed. 1 avocado peeled and diced. 8 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled into pieces. 1 teaspoon olive oil. A pinch of salt. A pinch of black pepper. Combine all ingredients in a mixing bowl. Toss with the olive oil and the salt and pepper seasoning. Dinner. Chipotle steak bowl. 4 servings total. 1 serving, 620 calories, 45 grams of fat, 30 grams protein, 5.9 grams net carbs. 1/2 teaspoon Tabasco sauce. 1/2 cup sour cream. 1/4 cup pepper jack cheese or cheddar if you prefer. 1/2 cup guacamole. Salt and pepper to taste. 8 ounces high-quality grass-fed skirt steak. Season your steak with salt and pepper and place on medium heat in a cast iron skillet. Cook on each side for about 4 to 5 minutes or to your liking. Remove from heat and once cool, cut into 4 to 5 portion pieces. Add your guacamole, shredded cheese, sour cream, and Tabasco in a bowl and mix well. Add your steak pieces. Thursday, breakfast. Spinach and cheese omelet. 2 servings, 510 calories, 42 grams fat, 30 grams protein, 11 grams net carbs. 1/2 teaspoon olive oil, a pinch of salt, a pinch of black pepper, 1 tablespoon feta cheese, 1/4 cup half milk, 1 cup spinach leaves, 2 sausages cubed, 3 large eggs. Scramble your eggs in a bowl with the half milk and salt and pepper. Heat up a skillet on medium heat with olive oil. Add sausage to the pan and let it brown. Add in the spinach in the pan and sauté with some salt. Once both meat and spinach are cooked, transfer to a different bowl and add the eggs into the pan. Once the omelet begins to curl around the eggs and turn brown, flip the omelet to the other side and let it cook. Lunch, chocolate almond smoothie. 1 serving total. 178 calories, 12.8 grams total fat, 6.8 grams carbs, 10.1 grams protein, 2.4 grams fiber, 4.4 total net carbs. 3 drops stevia liquid, 1 1/2 tablespoon almond butter, 1/4 cup cottage cheese, 1 tablespoon cocoa powder, unsweetened, 1 cup almond milk, 3/4 cup water. Blend all the ingredients in a blender until smooth. Dinner. Baked salmon steaks. 2 servings total. 1 serving, 420 calories, 3.4 grams carbs, 21 grams protein, 37 grams of fat, 0.1 grams of fiber, 3.3 grams net carbs. Salt to taste. Black pepper to taste. 3 tablespoons lemon juice. 1/4 cup melted butter. 2 salmon steaks, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce. First, you want to marinate your salmon in the sauce you will create of the butter, Worcestershire sauce, salt and pepper to your taste, and the lemon juice. A great way to marinate is to prepare it in a Ziploc bag and then add the salmon and make sure it's well coated. Let it soak for 20 to 30 minutes. Then, preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Lay your salmon steaks on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Bake for about 10 minutes. Remove from heat and add the rest of the marinade you made on top. Allow it to bake for another 10 to 15 minutes until the fish becomes golden brown. Friday, breakfast, bacon and eggs, 2 servings total, 1 serving, 270 calories, 3 grams carbs, 0 grams fiber, 22 grams fat, 19 grams protein. 4 eggs, 3 ounces bacon in slices, 1/4 cup sliced tomatoes. Fry your bacon in a skillet on medium heat until crispy and remove from heat. In the same pan, cook your eggs, however you like them, sunny side up, cooked over easy, scrambled. Add in your tomatoes and fry them lightly. Add salt and pepper to your taste on top. Lunch, bacon, avocado, cheese, salad. 2 servings total. 1 serving, 890 calories, 89 grams fat, 15 grams carbs, 27 grams protein, 9 grams fiber, 6 grams total net carbs. 1/4 cup chopped walnuts unsalted. 1/2 cup lettuce. 1 avocado peeled and diced. 1/2 cup bacon cooked and crumbled. 1/2 cup goat cheese. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Cut your goat cheese into round slices and place in the dish and bake for 2 to 3 minutes until golden brown. If you haven't already, you can brown your bacon in the oven too. Mix the lettuce with the avocado and add your bacon and goat cheese. Add the walnuts on top. For dressing, use 2 tablespoons of olive oil with equal amounts of vinegar and a squirt of lemon juice. Add salt and pepper to your taste. Dinner, crispy chicken thighs. 6 servings total. 1 serving, 404 calories, 35 grams fat, 0.8 total carbs, 22.8 grams of protein, 0.1 grams fiber, 0.7 grams net carbs. 1 cup butter, 1 tablespoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, salt and pepper to taste, 1 teaspoon cream of tartar, 6 4-ounce chicken thighs with the skin on. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Pat the chicken thighs dry and arrange on a baking sheet or 2 sheets. Lift the skin and place the butter underneath the skin, and then top the chicken with the remaining butter. In a small bowl, combine your spices and cream of tartar with salt and pepper to your taste. Rub the mixture all over the chicken and bake for 25 to 35 minutes until chicken skin is golden brown. Saturday, breakfast, mushroom omelet. 1 serving total, 510 calories, 40 grams of fat, 28 grams protein, 6 grams carbs, 2 grams fiber, 4 grams net carbs. 3 mushrooms chopped, 3 eggs, 1 ounce butter for frying the egg, 1 ounce shredded cheese, mozzarella or cheddar, 3 tablespoons chopped white onion, salt and pepper to your taste. Crack your eggs and mix with salt and pepper seasoning. Melt the butter in a skillet, add in the egg mixture. When the omelet begins to cook, add your cheese, onion, and mushrooms on top. Carefully flip the omelet when the bottom side has turned brown. Cook until the other side is golden brown. Lunch, deli meat plate. 2 servings total. 1 serving, 822 calories, 40 grams protein, 59 grams fat, 3 grams fiber, 11 grams carbs, 8 grams net carbs. 10 green or black olives, salt and pepper to taste, 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 tomatoes sliced, 7 ounces prosciutto sliced, 7 ounces mozzarella cheese. Arrange the tomatoes, cheese, olives, and prosciutto in a plate and sprinkle with salt and pepper and olive oil. Dinner, low-carb meatloaf, 6 servings total, 2 servings, 344 calories, 32 grams fat, 31 grams protein, 6 grams carbs, 2 grams fiber, 4 total net carbs. 2 eggs, 1 tablespoon lemon zest, 1/4 cup chopped parsley, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 2 pounds 85% grass-fed ground beef, 1/4 cup chopped basil, 3 to 4 cloves of garlic, 2 tablespoons avocado oil. First, set your oven to 400 degrees. In a large mixing bowl, mix your beef with the salt and pepper seasoning. In a blender, combine your eggs, herbs, garlic, and the oil. Blend smooth until the eggs are frothy and you see the garlic and herbs are well mixed. Add the egg mixture to your beef and combine well. Transfer the beef to a small 8x4 or 9x5 baking pan. Smooth the edges and flatten with your hands or a spatula. Bake for 50 to 60 minutes. Once done, drain the excess liquid before cutting into pieces. Sunday, breakfast, avocado and lime smoothie. 1 serving total, 30 grams fat, 15 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 28 grams protein, 10 grams net carbs. 1/2 an avocado, pitted and peeled. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 2 tablespoons basil. 1 lime, juiced. 1/4 cup water. 1 cup Greek yogurt. Place all ingredients in a blender and mix until smooth. Lunch, turkey chili with cauliflower rice bowl. 4 servings total, 2 servings, 390 calories, 30 grams protein, 34 grams fat, 7 grams carbohydrates. 1 pound organic ground turkey, 2 cups coconut milk, 1 teaspoon of salt, thyme, garlic powder, black pepper, and paprika, 2 garlic cloves, 3 tablespoons coconut oil, 2 cups cauliflower rice, 1 cup diced onion. In a large pot, heat your coconut oil. Mince your onion and garlic and add to the oil. Stir until the garlic gets golden brown, then add your turkey and crumble it and stir well. Add in the spices and the riced cauliflower. Once your turkey is golden brown, add your coconut milk and bring to a boil. Stir often. Reduce the heat for 5 to 10 minutes and stir often. Remove from heat. Dinner, mushroom chicken. 2 servings total. 1 serving, 330 calories, 21 grams protein, 28 grams fat, 4 grams carbs. 1 small onion, 5 large mushrooms, 2 chicken breast cuts, 1/2 teaspoon Himalayan salt, salt and pepper to taste, 1 teaspoon dried herbs, 1/4 cup coconut milk, 2 tablespoons butter. Place a medium skillet on medium heat. Slice your mushrooms and onions while you wait. Once it is hot, add in 1/2 your butter and let it melt. Once melted, add the mushrooms and onions. Lightly season with salt and black pepper. Stir until softened and then remove from heat. Add the last of the butter and let it melt. Until then, season your chicken with the Himalayan salt and the dried herbs. Cook in the skillet for about 5 to 6 minutes on one side and then on the other until golden brown. Add your mushroom and onion mixture back into the pan and top with coconut milk. Let everything simmer for a few minutes until well mixed, then remove from heat. Ketogenic diet recipes, low carb, high fat, easy and fast recipes to maximize your health. Written by Kayla Hansen. Narrated by DJ Simmons. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading ketogenic diet recipes, and thank you for doing so. The following chapters will discuss what you need to know to get started with the ketogenic diet. We will start out with this guidebook with a look at what the ketogenic diet is all about. We will discuss some of the benefits, what foods you should consume on the ketogenic diet, and some of the tips that you can follow to get the most out of this diet plan. Once we have gone through some of the basics that come with a ketogenic diet, it is time to move on to some of the best recipes that you can use to make sure that you get the most out of this diet plan. As a beginner, finding tasty and easy recipes, one that will ensure that you can get results but won't take forever for you to make, can be the hardest part. But this guidebook provides you with a lot of the great recipes that you need for breakfast, lunch, dinner, salads, soups, and so much more. The ketogenic diet is one of the best options that you can choose when it comes to losing weight and making yourself feel amazing. It is going to do wonders when it comes to your health, and this guidebook will help you get started. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. The Ketogenic Lifestyle. The ketogenic diet is a high-fat and low-carb diet that also encourages moderate amounts of protein that can offer you a ton of benefits. There are more than 20 studies out there right now that shows how this kind of diet plan is important for helping you to improve your health and lose weight all at once. In fact, this kind of diet can have benefits that not only help you to lose weight, but could also help you fight against Alzheimer's disease, epilepsy, cancer, and diabetes. Let's take a closer look at what the ketogenic diet is all about and why you may want to consider going on one for yourself. What is the ketogenic diet? As we mentioned, this kind of diet is a high-fat and very low-carb diet, one that is similar to other low-carb diets, including the Atkins diet. The main point with this diet plan is to drastically reduce the amount of carbs that you take in and replacing those with healthy fats. The reason that you would do this is to put the body into a state that is known as ketosis. When the body enters ketosis, it is going to become really efficient at burning fat as a source of energy. It can also turn fat into what are known as ketones in the liver, which are perfect for providing a good source of energy to the brain. There are a lot of great things that come with these ketogenic diets. For example, since you are reducing a lot of the bad carbs that are in your diet, you may find that this kind of diet plan can reduce your blood sugar levels as well as your levels of insulin. This, along with the increase in ketones that are found inside your body, can provide you with many health benefits. Your options for a ketogenic diet. If you do decide to go on a ketogenic diet, there are several different versions that you can go with. The most common types include standard ketogenic diet. This is the regular diet that you would go on when following the ketogenic diet. It is high fat, moderate protein, and very low carb. You will usually just eat 5% of your calories from carbs each day, 20% from protein, and 75% from fat. Cyclical ketogenic diet. This version is going to have periods of higher carb refeeds, and then there would be other periods with the typical ketogenic diet. This would be used by those who aren't quite ready to go all the way or who need to train and can't quite give up all the carbs. Targeted ketogenic diet. This version of the diet allows you to have a few more carbs than the others, and you are supposed to add those carbs around your workouts to get the best results. High-protein ketogenic diet. This one is going to be similar to what you find with the standard ketogenic diet, but it is going to have more protein. With this one, you would get 5% of your calories from carbs, 35% from protein, and then 60% from fat. Most of the studies that you will read about in the ketogenic diet will only discuss the high protein and the standard versions of this diet plan. The other two are more advanced, and there aren't as many people who will choose to go with these, so there aren't as many studies. How these diets can help you lose weight. Many people go on a ketogenic diet as a way to help them lower their risks for a number of diseases and chronic illnesses, and as a way to help them lose weight. In fact, research has shown that the ketogenic diet can work much better than the diet plans that traditionally ask you to stay on low amounts of fat. In addition, this diet plan can be filling, so it is easier to lose weight without having to watch your food intake or count calories as much. In fact, there was one study that found that those who were on the ketogenic diet were able to lose up to 2.2 times more weight compared to those who are just on a calorie-restricted low-fat diet. The HDL and triglyceride levels also ended up improving during these studies. In addition, another study found that people who were on the ketogenic diet